friends.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday, July 28th, 2016. And we're here to talk about you, your bucks, all points in between. We'll do markets, elections, Democratic national conventions, scams, shams, corruption, debt, deficits, and all that other stuff. But first, if you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. We're getting near 100,000. You can email me, just be nice. You can read our commentary, articles we post, our sarcasm and wit, charts of the day, news of the day, and all that stuff of the day. Press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing. Subscribe button on our notes. And that's it. Hope you're doing well. All right, so you know what we're going to be covering? A lot of earnings reports, a lot of interesting moves. Hope you are listening. Muy importante right now because earnings, well, should be the defining force in markets, but it isn't anymore, but it still matters. So we cover it. Of course, the defining force in the markets now are central banks. They own the markets. They're running the markets. They're rigging the markets. They're manipulating the markets. And let me just say this. I just watched the last 45 minutes of The Big Short. If you have not seen the movie The Big Short, go see it. We had no idea how bad it was back then. We had no idea that they were leveraging mortgage securities up 10, 20, 30 to 1. We had no idea that they had people making bets, on other bets that had already been bet. And they called them synthetic CDOs. And of course, all that came from was easy money. Now, we've never had the easy money we've had now. Not even close. Not even the same vicinity, not in the same city, state, country. Universe, black hole, I could go on and on and on and on. So just be ready. But first, markets are going higher. That's all. Since February, they've juiced it again, juiced it in a big way. On top of that, 11% cash in mutual funds and pension funds. That's the ammo. And away we've been going. We broke out Dow S&P. We've been range-bound for the last 8, 9, 10 days. And maybe, just maybe, we're going to have another little leg up here. We'll see. We'll see. We're in earnings season. Anything's possible. Of course, we have the election that's going on. And I must tell you that I didn't watch last night, so I watched some video today. And let me be blunt on my feelings. You know how Hollywood backs the Socialist Party, right? Well, I got news for you. Those speeches last night were figments of the imagination. They were made up. Barack Obama was not Barack Obama last night. They're going to make up Hillary Clinton tonight with a big video about who she is. Not true. She'll tell you things. Not true. At the convention, they haven't even brought up terrorism. They haven't brought up ISIS. They haven't brought up debt. They haven't brought up deficits. They have not brought up the unbelievable statistics in the black communities around this country and so many other communities. They haven't brought up how many people are on welfare and poverty and homelessness, because guess what? When the Democrats run the show, everything's fine. So we're just letting you know, I'm here in Orlando, Florida. Disney World is about 30 miles from me. Inside Disney World is a place called Fantasyland. That's what the Democratic convention is. Simple as that. And again, I didn't vote for Trump. I'm not a big fan. We only have two people. But what we are seeing from this party and the media is beyond the pale. But I expected it from, well, you know what? I expected from both. We had a situation where the Democratic Party was caught trying to rig their election, their primary. And in those emails were anti-Semitic, racist against blacks, and so much other crap in it that it is a humongous story, gargantuan story to cover. You know what the media is doing? They're covering who may have done the hack. And guess what they did? The Dems told the media, say it's Russia. We have no evidence, but just do me a favor, float it out there that it's Russia. And they did. And then they tried to hook Donald Trump in with Russia. And instead of covering the story, trying to rig an election, they're covering that maybe Russia trying to rig an election and attach it to Donald Trump. There is your media. The media that would ask Ivanka Trump dozens of times, how do you feel when your father attacks women? But does not ask Chelsea Clinton how she feels about her father with women. To be expected. I just want to make sure you guys know what's going on. And you're free to debate me, free to argue with me, but there is no argument. They're doing it in plain sight and they don't care. They are not journalists. They are an arm of, or they are, that party. And it's a shame because they're supposed to be our last line of defense. They're the ones that's supposed to do with the investigating, and they don't care. The Clinton Foundation is a criminal enterprise. If they wanted to, they can file charges against them. It's there in plain sight. 80% of the money taken in spent on themselves and travel and administration. Go on and on. There are a bunch of people from Haiti protesting Hillary Clinton for what they did down in Haiti. You think the media is covering that? You think the media is covering anything that makes them look bad? No. And it's a shame. And it sucks. But we're here to tell you what's going on. And it's going to be an interesting next 3 months. And the fact that Donald Trump even is leading is amazing considering what they are doing. And just realize, they are a machine. It's coordinated. Every media outlet used the word dark when covering Trump's speech. You know where they got the word dark from? From Clinton. Just use the word dark. Everybody used it, and they don't even hide it anymore. And again, it's a shame. And it's a shame because that's how you get the $20 trillion in debt. That's how you get an Obamacare that's destroying people. That's how you get 0% interest rates that is just screwing the savers. That's how you get what happened in 08. And I can go on and on. But that's for another day. Today, lots to cover in the markets. Quite the interesting things to cover. And I don't have much bad to say. So we hope you are listening. We still take it day to day. But the main theme is, if major indices can break above the range of the last 10 days, we got another leg up coming. And that was after the Dow and S&P breaking out of an 18-month range. Underneath the surface, just about every day, the internals are better than the market itself. Today's another day where the Dow was down. But I got news for you. Not a bad day. So, that said, we will cover it all. Market wrap, movers of the day, aftermarket, pre-market, whatever else comes to mind today. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And just remember, we have no blood in the game. We can't stand any of them. Our only one thought is for our family, my kids, their kids, their kids, and the future of this great country. That's our only thought. We believe the people of this country, for the most part, are fantastic. We believe the people in government are destroying it and are putting blockades and headwinds in front of us on a daily basis. And we think bad people have been running the show. You got that? Bad people have been running the show. People that care about themselves first, preach public servancy, but have only one goal in mind. That's how you get to $20 trillion in debt. That's how you get an Iraq war. That's how you get, finally it works. And then that's how you get them screwing that up. And I can just go on and on and on and on and on of what we've been seeing. I have no faith in them. At all. Zero. Not a one. And unfortunately, some really bad people are involved now. And we can actually have a crook in the White House. Someone who has done nothing in her life except went for power and wealth any way possible. I don't begrudge anybody wanting to be rich. It's how they did it. Influence peddling through foundations and speeches. Just remember, a lot of these places cannot give big donations. So pay me $500,000 for a speech. That's legal. Do you realize that? That's what's been going on. Not to mention she was the worst Secretary of State in history. But I'm just one vote. You're just one vote, and we'll see what happens. And if she gets elected, I'll keep my fingers crossed and wish for the best. That said, let's get into the markets. Let us do today's market wrap. Brought to you by... investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Okay, again, not a big moving day. Dow down 15. S&P up 3, though. NASDAQ up 15. NASDAQ 100 up 18. Transports up 2. It was down, though, earlier in the day. Russell 2000 was down 1. Advanced declines were flat. New highs picked up a little bit today. In the Dow today, Boeing down 3, but Apple was up $1.40. Caterpillar was down $1. Home Depot up $1.70. Travelers and United Health $1. But outside of the indices, a lot going on. So first things first. Facebook, as you know, after the close yesterday, Facebook reported earnings, was trading at 133, up very big. And it opened up about 129 today, so it came back down overnight and was only up a stick today, just $1. So all I can tell you for your Facebookians looking to buy, maybe in here, it just doesn't want to get higher right now. And I'm a little surprised because their numbers were fantastic, but it's still above range, and we'll see how it plays out. On the other end of the spectrum, interesting enough, was O'Reilly Automotive because they missed numbers, and they lowered guidance. And the stock was down $3 this morning in the pre-market. Finished up 11. And that whole group, AutoZone up 25, it's an $800 stock. Advanced Auto Parts, remember we told you about that one at 155, where insiders were buying a big amount? 170, up 5 today. So one, blowout numbers and didn't get going. One, missed numbers, got going. Go figure. In the aftermarket today, Amazon closed at 753, up 16. It's up another 10 in the aftermarket, just about a little over a percent. Google closed at 766. I've got it 802. So just keep in mind, it's a $76.60 stock opening up tomorrow at $80. That's what's going on with Google. Very good numbers for both these. Let me backtrack. Facebook had very good numbers. Google had very good numbers. Amazon had very good numbers. So we're just letting you know. But you never know if things are priced in. You never know if it's the peak in their numbers. Who knows? Apple. Interesting enough, first off, let's talk technically on Apple. I think it's probably going to go higher. I don't know how much higher, but I think it's going to go higher. The stock gapped up on very poor earnings, but Tim Cook came out and said things are going to be better. But I just looked at the guidance for this coming quarter. Earnings down 15, revenues down 12. So I'm not so sure what they're looking at here, except to say you're in a market that's paying up. Valuation on the stock is very low, and I think it's going to go higher. How much, I don't know again. So we're just letting you know. I guess you can call them somewhat of the big four. Other big movers. When you have a chance, Cirrus Logic, CRUS, up $8 today to almost 50. Go take a look. Nice move. How about Grubhub, GRUB? Take a look. They're like that open table company. Very good move. Yesterday, the gap up in Garmin continued today. Take a look at ARRS, gapped. Zimmer Bio met ZBH. So some pretty good reactions on the upside. On the downside in the aftermarket, though, Wynn's Resorts is down about $5. But it's had a nice little move. Expedia is down $9 in the aftermarket. So some good, some bad. But overall tone, I have no complaints. Up next, got a lot more on that. We're going to cover a heck of a lot more in the markets. I'm Gary. This is the one only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
At Lumber Liquidators, we're kicking off our summer stackout sale with special deals at every store. Overstock floors, small lots, and more are priced to move. Get unheard-of clearance deals at select stores on 2,000 varieties of pre-finished hardwood from just 59 cents. Special buys like durable strand carbonized bamboo. It's just $1.69. North American and European laminate up to 20% off with some deals from just 29 cents. And special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the summer stackout sale today.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659.
biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. All right, so let's go through a few things, ladies and gentlemen. As we get into our little tidbit section of the show, as we get more and more specific of certain things. So Amazon, no, let's do Google first. I'm going to use the L stock on Google. The high on Google, 810. As of this second, it's 8:02 in the morning. It would open up at 8:02. So it's kind of sort of getting close to what we call a breakaway gap that Facebook could have had. And the question I get asked, well, should we buy it? Well, like Facebook, we tell you the same thing. Don't know. Got to see how the stock is acting in the morning. In the case of Facebook, they sold into it pretty easily and pretty quickly. Now, Facebook is still above range here, so maybe it just needs a little more time. So what you do with the Google tomorrow, you see if it opens up and see how it opens up, and then what do you do is if it starts moving higher, you take a stab and see how it goes. What I do like about Google, they've just been able to consistently grow the business. And they had a little acceleration in the June quarter, and we'll see what happens. They are a money machine. Amazon, very good numbers. Only up a little bit. The only thing I would tell you right now, stock acts well. That's all. Gapped up in April. Market was still, sat around for a while. When the Brexit hit, it took it down to the 50-day moving average, held, and basically been sitting around edging upwards in recent weeks. And now you'll be up another 10 tomorrow, and we'll see how it goes. But I'll just call that bullish. As far as Facebook at this juncture, I want to see how this thing trades a little bit. You never want to see distribution like it had today, but it still looks okay. No real complaints. As I mentioned, Cirrus Logic, earnings down 19, revenues down 8. Don't know what to tell you. I looked at guidance. I guess it's a little bit better, but nothing exciting. But definitely a strong, big, gigantic breakout as the semiconductor group has been damn strong. And by the way, that's like a four-year breakout on Cirrus Logic. And I got news for you. It's almost like a 20-year breakout. This is where it was in 95. Mentioned Grubhub, GRUB. It's a good breakout today. Pretty decent numbers. Again, it's, takeout orders from restaurants, and I really haven't investigated the company too much. So just letting you know, those are some of the big things out there. I did the Apple also. We're now getting through earnings season. And let me just say this. Overall, earnings stink. Revenues down. Earnings down. Market right now, as we tell you, it's not the news. It's how markets react to the news. And you can sit there blue in the face and talk that central banks or it isn't. I don't care. It is central banks, but I don't care. What we care about is we broke out of range. And now we try to find things as we move through the earnings reports and keep fingers crossed that it continues. I can promise you soon we'll have some pullbacks. And in fact, you've had little decent sector pullbacks here recently. Other areas I'm definitively watching here, Home Depot and Lowe's. They're basically one group, two stocks. Act very well, and now Home Depot looks to be breaking out of like an 8-month trading range. Lowe's already acting just fine. So that group's in shape at this point. Financials, still not happening. Not much to tell you there. Best, again, just still not happening at all. The small caps were bouncing around. We talk about the Russell 2000. Still haven't moved out of this little 2-3 week range. If it does, bullish. Again, we have very tight ranges in the market. We love that. But you need the confirmation and you need the break above resistance. Movers of the day. As I mentioned, AutoZone. And if you look at AutoZone, we're talking about attempting a 9-month base breakout, AZO. Remember, it's an $800 stock. And as we mentioned, O'Reilly Automotive did break out today. Very weird that it opened down because they missed numbers and lowered numbers. And I'm looking for any kind of news that's juicing it and couldn't find any except the big money crowd bought in. So that's ORLY. And then Advanced Auto Parts. We told you about the insider buying. That moved above a little 9-month range, but it's way under the highs as it gapped down 9 months ago on, I guess, not the greatest of great outlooks. Other movers. I'll find them when I can find them. I know I had a bunch. O'Reilly, Cirrus, mentioned that. Grubhub, Panera up 7. So Panera was down 10 on Tuesday, back up 20 over 2 days on their earnings. Revenue's up a whopping 3%. LendingTree, almost a 7. Pioneer Natural Resources, up almost 7. Earnings. Equinix, off the 50-day moving average, that's a 6. Here's a Market Taxis, MKTX, breaks out new high on earnings. Teleflex, TFX, on earnings. I mentioned Advanced Auto Parts. Sherwin-Williams, gapped down recently, back up 5 today, go figure. Varian Medical, I think that'll be on earnings, up 6, revenues up 1. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we don't know what forces are at work here when a company has no growth and goes up $5 to 94. We're just reporting to the news. Other movers on the upside, Oshkosh. They reported earnings, single digits, up almost 5 to 53.65. Hey. As we mentioned, Zimmer Biotech also. Chipotle up 4 to 4.30. Good action off the lows here. Keep in mind the numbers, not very good at all. Martin Marietta Materials is a 4. Illumina is a 4. And I'm going to stop right there on the upside. Let's get to the downside here. I don't think the downside was too bad today, I think. Well, CoStar Group down 16 to 206. World Acceptance down 10. I take it back to 44. Public Storage down 9. Ultimate Software, 9. 9. Lear Corp, 6. Mednex, 5. Encore Wire, 5. Allergan, 5. USANA Health, 4. Regeneron, 4. The storage companies got hit. Extra Space Storage down 4. McKesson, 3. Anika Therapeutics, 3. OpenText, 3. I noticed ADP today gapping down on their earnings. That's not too good news for them. NXP Semiconductor, Whole Food Markets. I have such complaint about them. And what is the other one? The Fresh Market. They just charge too much. And I think this organic thing is, it's like climate change. Meritage Homes, Boeing, and that's your movers of the day on the downside. I have no complaints on the market. S&P 500, listen carefully. A move above 2175, another leg up coming. You got that? We've gone up, and instead of pulling back, we've sat in a tight range. Usually, that's good news. The NYSE moving above 10815. The Dow moving above 18,622. I think the Dow will have a little more trouble than the others because there's a few names breaking down there. But the breakout in the Dow and S&P, sticking, internals, getting better. And guess what? We'll simply see what tomorrow brings. Again, and I'm a complainer. I don't have much to complain about. Hopefully leadership shows up and we get some earnings plays. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing. I'm Gary. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like Staples one subject notebooks for just 17 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com. So it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's Will or Trust Estate Plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370,
Call 800-605-5370.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
Once again to Investor's Edge. Hope you're having a good day. Hillary Clinton will accept the nomination tonight and probably speak for 45 minutes and tell you about everything that's never happened in her life. What can I tell you? You know where I stand. We're getting smoke and mirrors. And we're getting smoked at the same time. Good luck. That's all I can tell you. I forgot to mention something last week that really P.O.'d me. P.M.E.O.'d. How's that? Remember John Corzine, MF Global? Took over the company, was running funds for them. And what ended up happening at the end were funds were taken out of MF Global and put in other places, which is a felony. F-E-L-O-N-Y. John Corzine was, I believe, what was he? Governor of New Jersey? Or senator? I don't know what he was. Senator, whatever he was. He used to work for Goldman Sachs. He may have run Goldman Sachs or been... I know he was high up. The man's a crook. Just another one that should be in jail. Guess what they did? They fined him. And that's it. Again, another one. A crook. I would be so screwed if I did what he did. I'd be toast. Toast. He got off with nothing. He was the senator of Jersey, by the way. And a terrible one to boot. The whole thing was settled. No jail time. No criminal. No nothing. I don't even know what to tell you. And just so you know, there was no gray area here. The money was taken out. Rules to live by. Right? Rules to live by. They live by one set, we live by another. More in the news. I think I mentioned this yesterday, but I'm going to mention it again. Turkey. This guy's bad. He's shutting everything down. It is going to be a backwards arse place going forward, unfortunately. Gasoline glut swamps oil. Oil prices are just tanking. We're below $2 here in Orlando. I gather most other areas, too. I mean, that's great news. It is a huge expense cut to businesses as well as the consumer. We like that. In the news, again, I don't believe this. Listen carefully. You see this driverless car stuff? I don't believe it. I don't believe we're ever going to be a driverless car place. Ever. But they're trying to foist it upon us. Do you see a driver? You see that there's accidents happening all over the place? What are insurance companies going to do? How are they going to figure this one out? Who are you going to sue if there's no driver? And they rear-end you. And you break a leg or something. Did I tell you Tokyo? Japan. By the way, one of my top five cities I've ever visited. They may come out with a 50-year bond and pay you nothing. Yeah, we're going to lend you for 50 years and get nothing. Hey, they're doing it for 20. Why not 50? World's gone nuts, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember what's going on here. It's a race to the bottom. They're printing money, and they're going to end up perpetually debting themselves until it all comes crumbling down. I don't want to be around when that happens. I hope I'm dead. When you have a chance, read up on Facebook and what's going on with their mobile ad. You know what the problem with their mobile ad? It's people driving and playing with it. That's where all these accidents are happening on I-4. I hope this doesn't sound sexist. I saw a lady yesterday in her car on the highway with a lot of traffic. If I tell you, she was doing her eyebrows and her lipstick and the phone texting at the same time. And she almost hit three people. I don't think she was playing Pokemon Go. And that's about it for the news of the day. I'm very interested to see how Amazon and Google, Amazon's not a big gap, but how Google takes this gap tomorrow and whether Facebook can reassert itself after its failed gap today. I am interested to see if Apple can continue off of this move on their crappy numbers. If they all work, we're going higher. So have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Quite the simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.